Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, we're going to get into depth over the firing of the greatest NFL coach in history, Mike Ditka, after his comments calling Obama the worst president in history. I've got some comments from a good friend of mine I'm going to read and see both sides of the issue. Also, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, the Reverend, wants God back in the public square. The only hope for this country is God. We need more of that. Also, is it going to be Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton? Or is it going to be Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? What do we do to get Ted Cruz up as the front runner? And in a surprise, I about floored myself because I've never heard of this before, but Barack Obama is not going to Nancy Reagan's funeral. I guess my wife didn't understand the sarcasm, you know, because I do take 100 milligrams of sarcasm along with the Claritin, you know. But anywho, the Duck Dynasty star Jas Robinson, surprising answer when he was asked about those who call for greater gun control. What he said is the truth. It's just so amazing. Bernie Sanders, hard to believe, pulls off an upset in Michigan, defeating Hillary Clinton to win the Democratic primary there.
My question is, how do we get rid of him?
Also, we're going to be talking about the fact that Indiana soon shall be able to grow and I'll be able to get my CBD oil from here. Not that I will, but I can. Also, breaking news, I thought this was a joke and I was watching the show Pawn Stars, but I guess Chumlee's been arrested. I guess there was supposedly a call to his house about sexual assault. And when they went there, they found illegal firearms and like methamphetamine and all kinds of stuff. So I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks. And don't be and this is my kind of Bible verse for today. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. It's Isaiah 41:10. And my wife's like, how do we get rid of Bernie Sanders? As I was doing my beginning, what we're going to talk about. I'm like, how do we get rid of him? How do we get rid of Hillary Clinton, who lies and lies and lies? I mean, I guess what I was talking, because I was talking to my mom about this, and I said, how do you, because the problem you have is Donald Trump could say something 50 years ago. And, well, Donald Trump said that. It's written in stone. He can't change his mind. Hillary Clinton changes her mind every 5 minutes, and it's what's okay. She can do that. You know, what was it, like 10 or 15 years ago? She was like, marriage is only between a man and a woman. No ifs, ands, or buts. Then, like 4 or 5 years later, she's like, well, a man and a woman are in a sacred bond called marriage. And then in, like 2010, she's like, well, you know, I believe in, you know, same-sex unions and this and that. Now she's for gay, lesbian, you know, transgender. You know, a guy can have 25 wives. She don't care. Anything to get a vote. Well, I'm not, no, you're taking the word, you're trying to take the words out of my mouth. I'm not just saying what I'm saying to get a vote. Well, okay. I don't like the fact that you have a GOP person, like a Republican, that would say something 50 years ago or 20 years ago, and they hold them to that to this day, but a Democrat says something, and, well, see, a GOP can't change their mind, but a Democrat can. I'm sorry, I just the double standards what gets me. We're not $19 trillion in debt because of one party. And that's where we're at here. I want to get into this because this is a hot button topic. And if you haven't heard this, then I guess I'm a political nerd. I love debates. I love election time. I love election night. I love watching all this stuff. It's just me. I've always been fascinated by my government and how it works and how it runs and how bad it is. Because what my mom always joked, you need to find something you can make for a buck to sell to the government for $75. And that's what people do. You know, but the hot button issue right now is, as many of you know, one of the greatest, he is the greatest NFL coach of all time, Mike Ditka. I mean, let me tell you something. You got two choices here. You got North Korea or Mike Ditka. Who would win the fight? Ditka. I mean, seriously. He was incredible. And he was fired from ESPN because he actually once and came out saying that Obama is the worst president in history. I mean, and I'm going to get into some things that my buddy Mark Brooks said, and this is his comments, and I have to agree with them in a way. And I'll get in, because it's a two-sided issue. Free speech is government not arresting people for speaking out, not protecting people from private companies and society making decisions. This is no different than privately owned country radio stations banning the Dixie Chicks after their comments about Bush in the early 2000s. I hope we believe that private companies and individuals can make these decisions as they see fit. That is what a free country is supposed to be all about. Actions done in both cases and tons of similar ones are just as much a demonstration of freedom of speech as the original comments. In both cases, citizens are just as free to demonstrate their opinions by boycotting ESPN and radio stations, for example, and so freedom turns. And those were his comments, and I agree with that, you know. But I at the same time, as I want to look at the other spectrum, because I don't want to feel like, okay, well, I'm pro cannabis. I support medical cannabis. I support industrial hemp. I mean, you go to Walmart, and almost everything that Walmart sells, you can make out of hemp. But I don't want to feel like I might get fired because I'm pro cannabis. But then, there was a couple years ago, I think, what channel, Melissa, does Duck Dynasty come on?
A&E.
They basically took the one Robinson and they took him off the show and all this because
they tried to
because of his beliefs. And I would have been like, okay, you know what? I believe in God and I respect your belief that you may not or you may not agree with me. If you don't want me on the show because of that belief, that's your right, and
no.
I respect that. But then I would go on a different network. I would want to find a network that supports my belief.
Well, that was a little different because they didn't want all of them to stop. They just wanted the father to stop. And the others supported the father and said no.
But, I mean, I guess it's, you know, I shop at Hobby Lobby for a reason because of what they stand for, you know. The same reason why I go to Starbucks a lot because, I mean, it's really expensive and they've changed their whole benefits program. But they offer, it's through like Arizona State University online. If you're an employee of Starbucks, you can get a free education. They can help. They will help pay for your tuition. And what they try to get you to do is to hopefully get a degree that you can come back and benefit the company. But at the same time, you know, I mean, there's so many jobs in this country that no one wants. I mean, if you want to be a plumber or an electrician, there's tons of jobs. Kind of getting off topic a little bit, but as we kind of get back to the Mike Ditka story, you know, I think he's right for saying what he's saying, just like Tim Allen and his show, The Last Man Standing. He should have the right to criticize Obama. But at the same time, I don't want to feel like, okay, because I'm pro-cannabis, I might lose my job. Because if I'm pro-cannabis, I mean, if I violate HIPAA, okay. Then come to me and say, yeah. I mean, if you know, for me, it'd be like, okay, if I did something, I want to know what I did, because I didn't, I don't intentionally mean to violate HIPAA. If I'm going to say something about someone, I'm going to have their permission. They'll be, yeah, well, my uncle's not doing too well, and can you spread the word that this is going on and we can get a prayer chain going? Okay. You know, but I wouldn't do anything intentionally to violate HIPAA or whatever, but, you know, but I just don't want to feel like I'm in a country. I mean, they have the right to fire me, but I don't want to feel like because I support George Bush or I support, you know, Donald Trump, that they're going to fire me just because I support them. You can say, hey, we disagree, you know, on, you know, as long as you're not representing the company, because we don't support, you know, Bernie Sanders. And if you do, okay. You know, if I had an employee that supported Bernie Sanders, I'm like, okay, as long as you're not representing the company, because I don't support him. If you want to support him, that's fine, but I don't, and I don't want you to, I don't want people thinking that my company supports Bernie Sanders. I'm not going to sit there and fire someone because their belief system, because they believe he's the worst president. They should have the right to express that. But at the same time, if they were going to fire me because if UP was going to fire me, or whoever I worked for was going to fire me because I said Obama was the worst president, I wouldn't want to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. If you think he's great, if you're going to diss me and fire me because I think he's the worst president, then I don't want to work for you. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't think any of my listeners, I mean, if there's one of my listeners that makes over $250,000 a year, that's great. But I don't, and I don't, I'm sure a lot of my listeners don't. And if you don't, I guarantee you, I don't know about you, but my taxes have gone up tenfold. But what did Obama say? Anyone making over $250,000 a year, well, their taxes will not increase. No ifs, ands, or buts. This is being recorded. I can't deny what I'm telling you. You know, you bring this up 3 years from now, 4 years from now, I cannot deny it. If you make under $250,000, your taxes aren't going to go up. That's what he said. But Michelle Obama is the greatest first lady ever because she wants to get paid. She's a classy first lady. She's tried to demand that she gets paid for being a first lady. Really? You got 75 maids. What do you need to get paid for? To sit down and, like, polish your nails? I mean, I don't get it. You know, but that's just, I don't know. I never thought I'd be in a day where, like, because of what I believe, I might get fired. I mean, yeah, they do have the right, as my buddy Mark says, to, you know, to take an XU and say, hey, we don't want you. You can say, hey, we don't want you to say that on, like, if you're on the air as an ESPN reporter and you're at a football game, okay, no. Nah. But if you're talking, if you're out and about and doing things and you say that comment on your Facebook page or something, that should be totally different. I was in a group at Purdue University, and it got to the point where they basically told us, okay, if there's two or more people together, it's considered a outing with this group. So, like, if we went to a Cubs game and there were three of us, we technically could not drink because that would be considered an outing from that group that I belong to, which is bull. I mean, because, well, because four of us that are all friends in the same group want to go to a Cubs game and have a beer? We did. I mean, it's not like, you know, we didn't, you know, but technically if we got in trouble, it could be considered a club event and we could get in trouble. It's just, I mean, it's just getting so, and that was years ago, and, but I don't know. I mean, Franklin Graham said it best, you know, God back in the public square. The only hope in this country is God. You know, these teachers that are, you know, put away, you know, threatening to take away the Bible. I'd like, if I had a kid and they tried to do that, oh, let me tell you, I'd be getting an attorney so fast. I'd be like, excuse me, I said, my son, I said, son, we're going to get you about 35 Bibles, and you're going to all bring them to school. If they're going to be that way. We're going to make sure that in small print the Bible tattooed all over your whole body. That way they, what are you going to do? Yeah, you want to have him, you want to take his Bible, you're going to have to take him because it's printed all over his body. I mean, seriously, I never thought I would see a day where teachers are threatening students because they bring a Bible to school. But then when I was in school, I didn't see a lot of kids that brought a Bible anyways. Even like mega religious people. And around here they never did. But Melissa said, but like where she was, they did.
No, I took, not a lot of people did, but I did.
Oh, I had, there were like three people where I went to
biology class. I argued with the biology teacher all the time.
Because we had people that were like mega, like they didn't do anything. Like when they went home, they just read the Bible. They had no friends, and they didn't even bring it to school. So some did, but most didn't, you know, because they were in class and they had to, you know. But I think we need to get back to that. I mean, it's needed in this country. We need to have some, because there really is no repercussion for anything. You know, if you're, you know, I think Chumley will get off from Pawn Stars because, you know, he's a celebrity. And if you do the crime, you do the time. You know, I was actually watching Pawn Stars last night, and me and my wife were, and all of a sudden it's like I get this thing from my friend that Chumley and all this stuff going on, and I'm like, I thought it was a joke. But then when the link was actually to a Las Vegas, you know, television station, and they actually had a reporter outside the store that said that they couldn't confirm or deny what's going on, they have no idea. Supposedly there was a sexual assault thing that was called out to his residence, and when they went out there they found illegal firearms, and what they are they haven't disclosed, and they found methamphetamine and other stuff. So he was actually fully arrested, and you know, and if he's done something illegal, he needs to pay for it, whether he's a celebrity or a Joe Schmo.
The guy, Rick Harris, said
But then Chumley on that show has always seemed to me about as helpful and useful as a sump pump in a desert, but, you know. It's just one of those things. Nothing dissing the guy, but he just seemed like, you know, he's just there. I mean, if he has a problem, he needs help. Bottom line, you know, that's why I'm like, the more we make cannabis legal in this country, the all these drug cartels in Mexico, what are they doing? Well, they can't smuggle cannabis into this country if you can go to the cannabis shop and get it. You know, what are these gangs going to do when they can't push drugs if they're all legal? Unless they make them almost impossible to get, and then it's a black market underground to get stuff through the pharmacy or whatever, but you know, it's just one of these things that, you know, we need to be held accountable. There's no accountability in this country. We need God back. You know, there was a time in this country when you learned in school how to shoot a gun. You learned gun safety. I mean, most kids, if they don't know, you don't have to be pro or against gun, but if you find a gun, you can, okay, at least know how to disarm it so that no one can get hurt. And then, okay, yes, hi, my name is Jason. I'm 7, and I found a gun. I'm here. I disarmed it so it can't shoot. Can you come? And there you go. That way he knows how to handle it. I mean, you look at the Jas Robinson, the Duck Dynasty star, he was asked about all this greater gun control, and his response was the truth. He goes, yeah, I support guns, but I don't support violence. We all want to live in a peaceful world. Why can't, where, you know, like, where is someone like me, making it harder for a law-abiding citizen to get a gun isn't going to help anything. It's not. And, you know, that's the problem. All these people want all these, well, we need to make guns more harder to get and stringent laws and all this, and how is that going to stop the criminal? It's not, because they're not following the laws, you know. And he was just so, you know, we need to have more education. You know, we all want to live in a peaceful world. It's not like, because I'm a gun owner, I just want to shoot people. There's a guy actually in California that this intruder came in the house and he shot him. And the guy was, like, coming after him for, like, you know, all these, he was suing him basically for all this stuff. And I'm like, Lord help us. No offense. But if an intruder gets in your house, shoot him, you know, I was actually told by a Michigan police officer, he goes, if someone's breaking into your house and you feel threatened, kill them. Don't just wound them, because if you kill them, it's going to be your word against theirs. And if they broke into your house, you know, whereas if you just shoot them and then the cops come and arrest him, he can say, oh, well, I was, you know, they'll try to sue you like this guy did. And eventually, this man won the case, but now he's got all these lawyer bills because he had to hire all these attorneys. And now he's got tons of money racked up in all these attorney bills. But guess what? He won his case. That criminal lost trying to sue this man defending himself. But, you know, if he would have just taken him out, it would have been his word versus this criminal. And the criminal wouldn't be able to do anything because he's not there. I don't advocate killing anyone, but you come into my house, I'm sorry. If you're not invited into my house, I'm going to give you a chance to identify yourself. What are you doing here? And I probably wouldn't even get that far. If you're in my house and you're not invited, let me tell you. One of my friends sent me this picture and it's so good. Why do you need a handgun that shoots shotgun shells? Because wrong house, mother. Beep. And it's, you know, I don't advocate violence, but I should have the right to protect myself from violence. I pray to God, all I'm ever going to do is go downrange and shoot at clay ducks or a target. If you ask me what would I do if a guy came in here and tried to threaten me and my wife? I don't know what I'd do if I had a gun put to my head. I have no idea until I get into that situation. I don't want to kill anyone, but if it's between him living or me living, I want to try to live. It's not advocating violence in any form, but, you know, we gotta make it harder for law-abiding citizens to get guns, because, you know, the criminals, it will help them by preventing them from getting weapons, even though they get weapons illegally. And they don't follow the law. And we need to make it harder for law-abiding citizens to get weapons because, you know, it's going to keep the criminals from getting them, who don't get them legally anyways. But just what he said, it was just amazing. Because he was like, you know, it's like when Ronald Reagan was shot at, what did he do? He advocated for more guns, not less guns.
Amen.
Like I said, I think it was last week or the week before, You'd be doing some mighty stepping going into the White Hand or the VP or Winn-Dixie. You know, you wouldn't be trying to rob that place if you heard about the one where the guy had a 14-gauge shotgun and blew the dude's head off. Let's go rob this place. Now, you go ahead, man. That guy got his head blown off. I think I'm not going to do that. I think I'm going to be, you know, like my dad said, when he was overseas and was working over there, he goes, they can leave millions of dollars of gold just lying around. Why? Because they have penalties. There's no penalties anymore in this country for anything. You got a good enough, I mean, not, you know. Basically, we need God back in this country. We need to have rules. But then again, you know, you can't do certain things anymore. You know, my mom would leave me in the car and go into Walmart. It was Kmart, you know, but because we didn't have Walmart at the time. Leave me in the car and go in the Kmart and do shopping, and then come out and then take. Now you couldn't even leave your kid in the car to go in to pay for. If you left your kid in the car and went in, okay, $20 on pump six, you'd get. There was a lady that did that, and they came after her for abandoning the kids. Oh, officer, like I'm going to sit there and take 20 minutes to get out all four of my kids just so I can go in and put $20 in the pump. Are you kidding me? I mean, that, and it's getting to be, that's why I'm not a super fan of this HIPAA, because everyone's just getting a hair up their butt. All I have to do is just try to find a way for somebody to know something that they shouldn't know, and then I can get my panties in a wad and go, and then sue. They may not give a crap. Who knows anything about them? But if she can prove that they violated HIPAA, oh, I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to sue. I mean, that's why I hate all that HIPAA crap, because it's just, you know, it's good in one respect, but then people abuse it and they try to find, well, I may not care if anyone knows anything about my health history, but I'm just going to try to find a way to prove that they violated HIPAA somehow so I can sue. And that's how it is, you know. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you know, that's what they do. We're just going to make this law that doesn't mean a thing. Oh, it's no big deal. We're going to protect your freedom on the internet. Well, somebody from Russia or China, they breached the internet. So now we need to make it even, then we need to make the law stronger. And before you know it, that law that meant nothing to you didn't mean, oh, it's no big deal, it's just this. Before you know it, then the government can owns the internet and they can control it and say, and they can tell you what you can say, or if they want to, if they feel threatened, they can shut down a group or whatever. Oh, I know. You know, people can't afford health care, but then when they go to pay their taxes, they get fined for not having health care they can't afford in the first place. Okay, I don't have the money to pay for health care, but then I'm going to get fined $2,000 for health care I can't afford anyways. So there goes my refund. My refund's going into paying for health care I couldn't afford. Oh, but we have to pass this bill to find out what's in it, Miss Nancy Pelosi. It's just BS. You know, but what do I know? I'm just a conservative talk show host and just kind of, you know, speaks his mind while I can. I say what I believe because I can, before I don't have that freedom. Well, we're not eliminating the freedom of speech. And then they'll just, little by little, they'll just take little pieces, and before you know it, well, that little itty-bitty law, well, becomes something like, wait a minute here. Well, they're only going to make it so that they do more extensive background checks on guns. Well, okay. But then, well, because some guy got shot with a gun, now we need to make the law even stronger to make it even harder. And before you know it, you don't have a right anymore. And that's what's going on in this country. You know, you have someone like Hillary Clinton, and I think it's going to be her and Donald Trump going back and forth for the presidency. You know, you're going to have the choice between a douche and a turd sandwich. Pick one. Oh, well, you think, well, that's why, I mean, like, well, you think about it. If they were to truly take and put Hillary Clinton behind bars, which is what they need to do, guess who you get left with? The only other Democrat left is Bernie Sanders, and he would be the candidate. And then you have all these people that are like, well, go Bernie. Bernie. He's just the greatest, you know, because everything's going to be free. We're not going to have money. You're just going to be able to go buy whatever. Healthcare, it's going to be free. Well, colleges, it's a great thing it's going to be free because, you know, when they get out, they're not going to have any jobs anyway, so they might as well, they don't have to worry about paying back student loans. They wouldn't be able to anyways because they won't have a job. Because everyone just wants to go to college so they can get a degree so they can sit in some CEO office making $5 million. People, and it's a proven fact because there are so many jobs out there if you want to be an electrician or a plumber or a welder or a pipe fitter or a construction worker.
I got 90% of those in my family, and I'm damn proud of them.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You want to be an iron worker? It's work. You got to bust your butt.
You have to have that stuff to live.
Yeah, we need it. But, you know, no one wants to do that. Everyone just wants to go to college so they can have a cush-ass job. I remember when I was at Purdue. Well, I'm in supervision. It's an easy major with a good job. Basically, it's going to be a lot of money and it's going to be easy work. Because this country was founded on busting your balls, working. One of my favorite movies is the Molly Maguire movie with Sean Connery in it. It's hard to watch because that's my ancestry. That's my heritage. I'm proud of those people. They paved the way for this country. You know, this country was founded on people that there was nothing. They had to build everything. Now everyone just wants everything given to them. And I do support this. I think you should have 2 years of service, whether it's in the military or if you're disabled or something, there should be something that you should do to give back to this country. I wish I could have served in some fashion. I mean, I would have found out a lot sooner that I had this myopathy. You know, I wish I could have done something to serve my country. And I think everyone should have, 2 years whether you're either 2 years of service in the military or something. You know? That way we don't have a president like Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton that's never served, that doesn't know anything. You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, he's the greatest president in history, but let me see here. Obama, you know, he's not... Of course, he's probably playing golf. You know, he can't give up his golf to be there for a first lady's funeral. I mean, that's an out-and-out disgrace. I don't know how anyone on the left... I hope no one on the left is supporting that. They should be outraged, but they probably can't be because, you know, he probably owns them. But they should be outraged. He didn't go to Scalia's funeral, and now he's not going to Nancy Reagan's. That's not even, I mean, horse manure is better respect than he does. I don't think there's ever been a president that hasn't gone to a first lady's funeral. I've never heard of it. It doesn't matter, yeah. It's respect. Because I can tell you right now, if that was a Democrat that had died and the president was a Republican, they would be going ballistic. Yep. Dare he? If that was George Bush, well, he would have been there. But if he hadn't have gone, they would have went ballistic.
Who would have been there? Clinton passing away or Carter's wife?
Yep, they would have went nuts.
That would have been her. Went.
Yeah, they would have went all over that. It's the double standard thing. Oh, there's no double standard in this country. No, there ain't no double. Yeah, there is a huge double standard. You know, I don't want to see someone because one of my friends at work was like, well, I guess at one time Rush Limbaugh could have possibly lost his voice. He's like, man, I wish he would have. I'm like, well, yeah.
And that could have caused him to lose his voice. When you go deaf, if you don't hear it, it takes a while, but you lose the ability to get it.
Yeah, and all this. And I'm like, well, I'm not a huge supporter, but I never wish anything. Actually, it's fun to watch Chris Matthews. He's comical as heck. You know, I never wish, Rachel Maddow to lose her voice. You know, that's why we have this country, so we can have two sides, and you can say what you want. You know? I say what I want because I have that freedom. And I hope I never lose it. And you have the freedom to think that Obama's this great president when they've had all these people that worked for him and, you know, and supported him. And now when they've, okay, well, look at your taxes pre-Obama and now post-Obama. You're paying way more. Well, Obama said the taxes weren't going to go up. He lied. And then when you show them not debatable, when you show them facts, this was your health care before Obamacare. This is how much it costs now. Well, these things are not left or right issues. I'd be praising Obama if he was doing the right things, if he had turned the VA around, if he had lowered the deficit, if he had gotten jobs, if he had done things, if he'd gone after ISIS. I'd be praising him.
All he had done for me is go after ISIS.
Yeah. I don't care. To me, it's about, I don't care who you are. It's sort of like a business. I don't care what you support. If you're making my business, if you're running my business, if you're running my restaurant or my bakery or whatever, you know, my dental office, you know, my doctor's office, if you're making me money, even my shoe store or whatever, who cares? I don't care if you're liberal. If you're making me money, great. I don't care who's in the White House. If you're doing what's best for the country and getting us going in the right direction and my taxes are being lowered and we're getting stuff and we're doing things, okay, but if we're not, but I'm just a racist SOB because I disagree with Obama. Because, see, I'd be praising him if he was black. No, I wouldn't. And then I had one guy try to argue with me. I'm like, I went off on Bush all the time. Oh, whatever. I'm like, well, that's because you're playing the race card. I don't play that. You're a human being like everyone else. Grow up. I don't know if you heard this today, but Steve Nadzi and Al Giordano, they were the CEO and the COO of the Wounded Warrior Project, were fired over spending irregularities. Amen. Anyone that is trying to, I don't think they've gone into detail yet about what's going on. They've just indicated that it's spending irregularities, like they are obviously, I think, spending money illegally or doing things that, you know, they're taking and spending away. And it's good to see them gone, you know, and get people in there. It's a project to help the wounded warriors. And taking away from them. It's just like when I heard that, what was it, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and like 26% of that money went to research. That was it. It's like, really? That's just, that just eats me. I don't get it, you know. But that's, you know, and if you're going to take away from the vets that gave everything for this country, that's why I kind of want Donald Trump in the White House, because I know he would be there for the vets. He would fight. I mean, he's would he be better than Hillary Clinton? Yes, but would he be perfect? No. George.
Everyone running is going to be perfect.
No. George Bush wasn't perfect, but I knew what side he played for. I knew he supported the troops. In a huge upset in Michigan, Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in Michigan, beating out Hillary Clinton. That does not surprise me in a state where they're very, very, very liberal, where they have fought for years to try to keep unions. I mean, there was, I think, somewhere near Detroit. Now. But there were people in Michigan that were demanding a McDonald's. They want $15 an hour, and they want union representation and all this stuff. I'm like, you are a burger flipper. If, yeah, you know, that's, you know what McDonald's is? It's a training exercise. It's a place to go when you retire and you just want to have a job to work. but it's mainly designed to train you. Okay, this is when you show up to work. This is when you leave. This is your job description. This is what you have to do. This is a uniform you have to wear, and this is how you have to look to get people prepared for the real world so that when they go to a job, they know to show up on time. They know that they have responsibilities. They have to do things. They have to look, dress a certain way. They have to act a certain way. McDonald's is never meant to be a career path unless you're someone that's got a degree in restaurant management and you're a manager and you're working your way up to like the head of a McDonald's and then maybe being a general manager and running like three or four McDonald's and being like the guy that oversees three or four McDonald's or five or six. And maybe you run a franchise and you're doing the books and all that stuff. And you're not just a person at the window. Thanks for choosing McDonald's. Can I take your order, please?
Oh, McDonald's always.
I know, but I mean, yeah, but it wasn't designed to be a career path. You know, people didn't, guess what, I'm growing up so I can be a window person at McDonald's, so I can work the window. You know, not many people choose to do that. I mean, even if you have your grade 10, you know. I think most people in this country, I hope, aspire for more than McDonald's. I could be wrong. With this generation, you never know. They were praising Kim Jong-un for a successful hydrogen bomb test, so it wouldn't surprise me if they aspire to be a burger flipper or a window worker at McDonald's. Hey, you might work your way up to the guy that washes the windows. But we need those people. And that's what they're called, entry-level jobs. They're to train you, folks, not to, just like when Lyndon B. Johnson became president, what did he do? He started the war on poverty. Poverty rates were going down. I don't think I can almost guarantee you there's nothing the government has gotten their hands on that's been a success. Not a damn thing, but, you know, I mean, you know, what is that thing? Oh, yeah, the government and the wonderful world of, you guessed it, EBT cards, you know, food stamps, you know, social, you know, government programs were not meant to be a career. Some people it is because I got all these kids and I get all these benefits. I make more money. I get $1,500 a month from the government, man. I can't make that. And they have to get the money because they got kids, so they don't have like an expiration. And you know, but how do we get a Ted Cruz to the top? I mean, pretty much anyone but Hillary Clinton, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, you know, but how do we get a Cruz to the top? Yep. What we got to do is we got to get the word out and get people out there and get people, you know, and say, hey, to me, Ted Cruz is like a Ronald Reagan in an era where, like, I don't know if Ronald Reagan could get elected in today's era. Just like could John F. Kennedy get elected by saying, or could any candidate get elected for that matter, saying, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. No, it's all about, ask not what you can do for your government, but what your government can give free to you. Nothing's free. If you don't believe me, look at those buy one, get one free coupons and read what the value of it is. 1/100th of a cent. It's just crazy. You know, I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to get into this lady, Smith. Her son was one of the Benghazi victims, and she is infuriated because Hillary Clinton won't even acknowledge her and stuff because she talked at the funeral and all this crap, and she was told by Hillary Clinton that yes, it was a video. In fact, it was a video when they've proven through all these emails that she was telling the U.S. and certain people, yes, it was a video that caused Benghazi, but when you look into it further, guess what? She was telling Bill and all these other high-end people it was not a video at all. it was Islamic extremists, ISIS type people. And she basically said there's a place in hell for people like her, aka Hillary Clinton. She just wants to know why her son was denied backup. When they asked for more security, why they were denied it. Why is her son dead? She wants answers. And you got to be like related. I forget what the term they use. Like, you have to be like immediate family. You don't have the right to know. And she goes, I'm the mother. How more immediate can you get? That's my son. But, you know, it goes back to Eric Holter. He can't know anything about the Fast and Furious gun running operation because he'd be in trouble. But if he didn't know what was going on, he has to know what's going on. He ran it, but he can't know what's going on. It's a double standard. If he knew what was going on, he's in trouble, but he can't know. You know, he can't know what's going on because he'll get in trouble, but he has to know because he's running the thing. Hillary Clinton had to know what's going on because she was in charge, but then she's in trouble if she knows. And I got about 13 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you all again for tuning in. And it means the world to have all you listening out there. And RealCBD.com is the only .org, I think it is the only company that I use or recommend as far as CBD oil. I've used like 4 different products, and three of the four, actually, you find out it's the same CBD oil. They buy it from this company and they put their name on it. So basically, I'm going to try this and see if this is better. Well, you're basically getting the same product just with a different name on it. But Real CBD Oil is the only CBD oil company that I use or recommend. And check it out. They are just amazing. I use their... Actually, I'm going to probably tonight check and I need to order some. But they're just incredible. And Indiana, basically, I don't know if it'll happen this summer, but more than likely starting next summer, we should be able to grow our own hemp high-strain CBD and be able to get oil from here. Because with all the legislative BS, and supposedly they claim that even if when Mike Pence signs this bill into law, technically you're still violating federal law by growing hemp and all this. So, you know, and I think it's, from what I'm understanding, it's almost like monopoly. Like, there's going to be certain people that are going to grow it, and it's going to be regulated and all this, and, you know, it can't be higher than 4% THC or 3% or something. But all we're really interested in is the CBD and the CBN content, you know. But it's going to be nice to get that product locally, you know, not have to go all the way from Washington State. But the stuff I get out of Washington, it ships. Like, if I order it, like, on a Monday, by Wednesday, usually I'll have it. Wednesday or Thursday, I'll have it. And it's just incredible. The quality is always the same every time. It's not like, well, it's a little bit different this time than last time. It's always 99.9%. I can't tell the difference. It's that. And it works so well. You know, if you got celiac disease, it's actually shown great for autoimmune disorders, fibromyalgia, you know, pain, muscle, you name it. It is amazing. And Real CBD is the only company I will use until they start making it in Indiana. And then I'd be leery of switching companies because I get a tenured oil that I stick under my tongue and let it sit for like a minute, and then I swallow it and it just helps. And they have anywhere from like 21% to 26% to 24%. They have 51% CBD. And there are people that have had, you know, tumors eliminated. It's just an amazing product. And it's just awesome to think that my medicine is actually probably going to be able to be grown in Indiana. And I always get his name out there for any of the new listeners. There's a guy by the name of Irvin Rosenfeld. He's one of 5 people that were known to be in a federal medical marijuana program. And I've had people that like, oh, it's so dangerous and this and that. I'm like, well, hey, when Ronald Reagan was pushing, you know, like, don't do drugs, don't do drugs, and he was getting it from the government, 300 marijuana cigarettes rolled. And that's what I'd love to have, be able to just get, like, okay, here's like a pack that has, like, you know, 200 cigarettes, and they're pre-rolled, and I can just use them as I need it. But even if it's legal, you may have, like in Michigan, there have been people that have, well, I'm following the law, I'm using it, this and that, but they get fired because, well, we don't recognize it, da-da-da, and, you know, and if you test positive, we'd have to let you go, because, so it's going to be a big issue until they get something, you know, because it's just like using Tylenol. Some people use Tylenol, some people use Advil, some people use Aleve, you know, some people use Tums, some people use, you know, Loratab, whatever. I use CBD oil. And it's just amazing, you know, and it's just great. And I'm just so excited, you know, that actually might actually make it its way to being produced in Indiana. And I don't know if by this summer if they'll have it, or if they'll have to do all kinds of legislation and all this stuff and put all these things in a row, and then, you know, by the time, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, okay, now they got all their ducks in a row for this law that was passed, you know, 3 years ago, that now you can grow it, now you can do this, and so. But I think it's a good step in the right direction. I think people are starting to wake up. They're actually taking marijuana off as a gateway drug in DARE. It's about time, you know. All these things that they said to make it illegal weren't even true. But, you know, when they couldn't keep alcohol illegal, they had to do something. So let's go to something else, because we got to put money. I need money. And, you know, right now, how can I ask for money for this organization when now we're not even going after alcohol because it's not illegal anymore? You know, if you legalized stuff and regulated it, you get it out of the hands of the cartels, and then, and you might be able to say, let's get these people help, instead of just throwing them in the pen. Yeah. She does have a point. But like my wife said, you know, what's worse, the cartels or the government? Gee, we're going to have a 6-minute pause as we figure this one out here. Let me see here. Fast forward. They're both bad. Yeah, they really are. I mean, and I will talk a little bit about Manchester United. Lord help them. I mean, what's their plans for the future? We lost today in the Europa League 2-0 against Liverpool. With Louis van Gaal, we had never lost. We had never lost against Liverpool with Louis van Gaal. But today, when it really counts, nope, we can't score a goal. So I don't even know. I don't know how he's kept his job. I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy because they played. Because I was watching the stats and stuff on my phone, and it didn't look good. But, because, like, the game was on Fox Sports 2, and we don't get that, and I'm not going to pay extra money to get a channel that I'll watch, like, once in a while just for a game. So, it's just crazy, because I don't know, something's not right, but we'll see as the team moves forward, you know. It's just one of those things that I just, sort of like this government, it makes no sense. They got the players. I don't know if it's the way Van Gaal is running the team, the way he wants them to play, some of the, you know, so we just have to wait it out and see. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there is an answer. But it's been frustrating, and I'm a huge supporter, and I'm a fan, and I'll love them no matter what, and, you know, we'll just see as we go forward into the future what happens. And I don't know if he'll be around next year. I really don't. But then I don't really want him. I mean, if we got Jose Mourinho, the Portuguese manager, I wouldn't be. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about him. So we'll have to see what they do in the off season, because I don't. I think it's too late to. You know, I still think they need to give Giggs a shot. You know. Me and half of the fans want him. He's been there from day one. He started out with the club. He's played with the club. Give him a shot. If you're gonna get rid of Van Gaal, that is. It's not like, okay, just one of those things, you know. And I'm gonna get into something that real quick, you know. And this is something that I've always been brought up on, and this is how I feel. And this is, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's, I'm gonna leave it with that, because, you know, but then you have people that don't even know anything, and it's like, you know, but then would you rather have someone not vote or someone that's ignorant that just votes because they... I got to vote. Well, do you know anything if you don't follow? I mean, because we have a lot of people I know that just vote that don't follow anything, that don't know anything. And then, I mean, that's why I try to educate people, so that you can go to that person. You can say, well, okay, well, what do you think he means by free? There's nothing for free, nothing. So just so that you know. Someone's got to pay for it somehow. Whether it's blood, sweat, and tears or something. Starting this country wasn't free. People had to sacrifice and come over here and cut down trees and make lumber and turn it into houses and turn it into forts and turn it into this. You know, it wasn't free to start this country. But, you know, that's why I try to educate people, so that they at least, I don't care who you vote for, and I say this all the time, but know who you stand, know what they stand for, you know? But then you have people that, you know, like Hillary Clinton, you have supporters that, like, well, you could have video of her killing someone and they would still, oh, whatever, oh, that's fake, you know? And because I get that asked, well, how do you educate the uneducatable? I'm like, just do the best you can, you know. And I'll just say, well, I'm going to tell you this. Just look at your paycheck now and look at it in 4 years and tell me what. Because my taxes have gone up and everything's gone up. My pay has gone up a little bit, but you know, with 60 seconds left, you know, I just try to educate people so that they can be there to make their own decision. Okay, well, you voted for Barack Obama. Look at your paycheck pre-Obama and post-Obama. You know, it was $1.80 when George Bush left office, approximately, for gas. $1.80 to $1.87 nationwide. Then it went up to about $4 when Obama was in office. Now everyone's like, well, praise Obama for the gas price. Okay, I wasn't mad at Bush because it was high. But, you know, just know what someone stands for. Be educated. And like I said, if you don't vote, you can't bitch. Thank you for another great conversation. And until next week, God bless you all and have a good night. Take care. Goodbye.